Brandon.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with the Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
Jon Bon Jovi said he didn't have a problem going on tour without Richie Sambora. Said it's easy to have another guitarist step in for Richie because it's not like he's the Edge or anything. Basically, Jon said you two couldn't go on tour without the Edge, but Bon Jovi without Richie Sambora? No problem. Well, Richie responded to that with a 3-word email. Hire the Edge.
Number 4.
Even when she's angry, I bet she's cute. Page 6 reporting Heidi Klum was at the Spotted Pig in the West Village Sunday night, drinking with her bodyguard turned boyfriend. A few rounds later, a source says things got heated, and after about an hour of arguing, Heidi stomped out of the restaurant, stumbled down the street trying to find a cab, but then finally went back inside. She was still mad. She refused to sit back down at the table. Just stood in the doorway and pouted.
Number 3.
Kanye West has a new CD to promote, so he wants to do a music video based on American Psycho. And who looks more the part than Scott Disick? Actually, Scott's Kanye's second choice. He'd rather have James Franco in the video. Don't know why James isn't doing it. Maybe it has something to do with the $100,000 budget.
Number 2.
Tim Tebow's transcended football. He has crossed over into celebrity territory. And despite some sports-minded people's opinions that he'd never play in the NFL again, ESPN reporting that Tim's about to sign with the Patriots.
Number 1.
And Ted Duane is the bass player for Mumford & Sons. He's not been feeling well for a few days, and according to the band's website, Ted finally went to the emergency room yesterday where scans revealed a blood clot on the surface of his brain requiring an operation. The band says he is expected to recover quickly, but in the meantime, Mumford & Sons has postponed performances tonight in Dallas, as well as 2 other performances this week in Houston and New Orleans. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.